This week on One Crazy Story, comedian AJ Finney tells me about his first trip to Canada.
They were in North Dakota driving down the road, and he's making a pipe out of a pop can. And I'm like, if we get pulled over, we're toasted. Popping the holes in it with the pin.
We came from Canada. That's how they sell soda there. Yeah.
So first time I ever went to Canada, and my buddy, we got invited to a festival. Well, he got invited, and then he was like, hey, there's room. Do you want to go too? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I got you. He goes, if you drive. And that was the trick. So So I drove to Canada. He's smoking pot the whole time.
On the way up there in the car?
On the way up there. And pot sometimes would make me paranoid if I wasn't in a comfortable environment. So I was always kind of leery with it some, you know, after a certain age. Got kind of weird.
Yeah.
And so I was smoking, and then I was like, I'll just smoke pot with the dude. I was like, what's going to happen? Yeah. Like, it's not going to be that bad. Because, I mean, we had it's like a 20-some hour drive.
How do you not smoke pot on that drive?
And then there was a moment where, for the first time in my life for years, like past high school and early college, I was like, man, pot's wonderful. Because I was literally like, this boring-ass drive. And then I was like,
Fields.
How long have we been on the road? And he's like, hours. And I was like, wow, this pot's amazing. Like, it's just like making 6 hours turn into like 6 minutes. And I was like, this is how you travel. And he goes, it's the only way to travel.
It's the only way, bro.
I was like, yeah, all right. Well, then we started getting closer to the border and we couldn't take drugs in. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of baked, right? And I'm starting to get paranoid because now I'm going to have to deal with people. I don't have a passport. Like, that's a whole other... Yeah. This is 2007.
Okay.
So you could still get in if you had a valid license and your birth certificate.
Okay. So you had all that.
So I had all that. This is... I have so much stuff I'm remembering now. So we get there, and my buddy's like, we can hide a bag of pot at this oil rig in, like, North Dakota.
Okay.
And then when we pass the border, we'll just pick it back up. You know, and then we'll have drugs on this side. And I was like, that's great. What a great idea.
Brilliant.
So we stash the drugs and we go in, but we're just blazed. I mean, we're expecting it's just going to be like, hey, welcome to Canada. And we're like, hey, thanks for having us. And then we'll pass the border. And once we're in, there's going to be some Canadian guy going, weed's legal. Here you go. And they just throw it like rice at a wedding, you know? Right. And no, that didn't happen at all. Like, we got in and they're like, what are you guys doing here? And we're like, we're coming in. But we weren't supposed to say we were working. It was important to say,
right,
we're just coming in for a festival
Very
to showcase
important.
Talent. And that was the most important thing.
And at this point, you're high off your ass.
Yeah. I don't know if they can tell I'm high because I'm mostly just anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is just purely anxiety at this point. Because on the way, I'm telling my buddy, I'm going, we're probably going to jail. I mean, I'm just tired, probably. And he goes, you shouldn't say stuff like that. And I was like, am I saying that out loud? Like, already, I was like, the paranoia inside my head is coming out of my mouth. I'm going, right. Oh, no, I'm freaking him out.
This isn't
going
to be good.
I was like, what are they going to do? And he goes, dude, I've never been here. And I was like, I've never been here either. This is a problem. So we get to the border. They ask us some questions. And then they go, just pull off to the side here. And I was like, cool.
They want to hang out.
Yeah. I was like, this is going to be simple.
I like Canadians.
And then my buddy, his paranoia is now hitting another level. And he's like, just hold it together. I was like, hold what together?
Oh.
I was like, oh, no. What? And I'm just doing that thing where I'm like, just don't talk. If I don't talk.
Don't say a word.
Yeah,
don't
say
great. A word.
My hands are getting all sweaty. Like when you do acid and you're just like, oh, no. What's this?
This is
the paranoid sweats. They split us up. And once they split us up, that's when I was like, what am I going to jail for? Like, immediately. I was like, I'm going to jail for something. And they started asking me about drugs, which at first I was like, maybe they smell pot on me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to go through this entire situation.
And plus,
right?
You have nothing on you, so you're pretty safe.
Yeah.
I mean,
the car probably reeks. Because, I mean, we've been in the car for like 12 hours just smoking pot. Just like idiots. And then chain smoking cigarettes, too. Uh-huh. Which we were doing right before we got to the border because we were like, oh, this will help.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like, this will help mask it. And we're sure eyes are just dilated. But anyway, they've got me in an interrogation room and they're just going, so do you want to tell us about the drugs? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I can think to say is no. Like, not what drugs, just no.
Nope.
I don't want to tell you about those drugs.
I don't want to tell you anything about them.
So the whole thing, they can start asking me whether or not I do heroin or cocaine. And I mean, they're getting it's out of my realm of reality. And so when things like that happen in my life, all I can do is laugh, which is not how I'm also high.
Yeah. So, you're
so now I've got like a border patrol officer going, do you do heroin? And I'm going, oh, you what? Like, you might as well just ask me if I just go around raping people's buttholes. Like, that's how ridiculous it sounds to me. Like, do you just go around touching buttholes out of nowhere? Like, I'm a butthole fairy, which butthole sounds feed, yeah. redundant, but you just pop into people's... Like, what happened last night? I can't go to the bathroom because the butthole fairy came and I didn't put my butthole under a pillow.
AJ Butthole Finney.
Yeah. You know that guy? He's in a butthole.
He's in the butthole.
So anyway.
At least I've heard through the grapevine.
So he goes... he just keeps asking me about the heroin and I'm giggling. He goes, what's so funny? And I was like, look, I was like, the reality is, I was like, I'm just coming up here to showcase my career. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm not going to do cocaine and heroin. That seems to be the quickest way to take my career down. And apparently I was serious enough about it that he was like, okay.
Yeah, you're a good kid.
And then when I got, I don't know what they talked to Dave about, but after it was done, he's like, what were they talking to you about? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Drugs. Drugs I don't do
use. We actually smoked a joint.
Though. Yeah, yeah. We're just smoking. Just doing bong rips with the
you
guy.
Got the cool guy. Yeah. Can you believe they got Dave over there?
Do you believe? What are you doing, Dave?
What are you doing over there?
He's doing cocaine and heroin. I'm doing bong rips with this dude. So anyway, so they searched the car. No big deal. Go through the car. They let us go. We go up to the festival. Once we get to the festival, there's an element of my buddy Dave is kind of a hound dog. And so there's this girl, and we just called her Chairs. I don't remember why.
I don't
we're just doing drugs.
I kind of
called her Chairs. Okay. No, I don't even know why. He doesn't know why. If I brought it up, he'd go, oh, you mean Chairs? And I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why we ever called her Chairs.
There's a lot of drugs going around.
Okay.
And people coming down from Newfoundland, and I went to like just Newfies, and I opened, they took me to this hotel and he opened a drawer. It was just loaded with drugs. And I was like, are you even a comic? Or are you just supplying things? I said, no wonder they're at the border asking, are you going to Newfoundland?
Yeah. You're not going to Newfoundland, are you? Yeah. There's a guy with a drawer full of drugs.
Yeah,
he got
a drawer full of drugs.
Yeah. Careful up there, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. So he gave, anyway, my buddy starts, he decides he's going to hit on this girl. Unfortunately, the girl is the love interest of the person who's putting on the entire festival.
Oh, isn't that how that works?
Yeah, it's got to go that way.
It's the only way it can go.
Yeah. So now my buddy is like, he's diving into it. Like, he's partying pretty hard. Uh-huh. I don't know if Blow was involved, but he's just partying. The girl's getting involved. They're starting to get to know each other. The festival guy's there. He's not happy. I'm getting hammered with these Canadian people. And that's day one. This is the first time we've met these people, and we've already...
First night
just
in Canada,
just a
bad,
shit
show.
Just bad. The guy's getting upset. Night two, mushrooms come into the picture, right? And so we're already feeling good. I'm like, this whole festival's just a party. And my buddy's getting kind of upset about like the quality of showcases that we thought we were going to get.
Mm-hmm. Which is more of a reason to do drugs.
Yeah, yeah. So there's an element where it's like midnight, 11 o'clock, something like that, and I just remember my buddy goes, I'm eating this entire chocolate. And they were mushroom chocolates.
Oh,
and I bought one and
I didn't
bought
know those
one.
Existed.
Oh, yeah.
That and sounds like fascinating.
I don't know how many grams were in it, but they were potent. And so he eats one. And it's like, I don't know, late. And we're outside the festival. I mean, it's dark, right? And I know this because my buddy is sitting on the curb and he's got sunglasses on. And I knew they were hitting.
Okay.
Because... this guy Tommy, he looks at my buddy Dave and he goes, Dave, you got sunglasses on. And it's like midnight. And he just snapped. Like, I don't know what happened that just busted
it. Triggered it.
But he just goes, that truck is mocking me. And I went, oh no. And he goes, we gotta get to a controlled environment, man. I can't. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, we gotta get you to the hotel.
Yeah,
so somewhere. He gets to the hotel and I'm already freaking out because he's already blasted off and I don't want him to be alone. So I get in the car with this other comic and we start heading to the hotel. I slam 3/4 of the mushroom in my mouth just to fucking gobble it. And I'm like, you want part of this? And the guy's like, I've never done it. And I was like, well, just take
just
a quarter
a
of this
bit.
And see what's up. You're not going to get too much. We get back to the hotel and my buddy Dave is just swimming. He's like doing backstrokes on the bed. And I was like, do you have any advice for me? And he goes, put on comfortable pants. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense to me right now. Right. So it's him, Chairs is there, right? Because she's got to watch us just turn into animals.
That's
just animals, dude. And I'm watching Clone High. Do you remember that cartoon?
No.
I don't even
remember it.
Clone
existing.
High is a thing where they cloned historic people from the States, and then they put them in high school. Like, as they grew, it was really weird. Like, multiple Elvises. And pretty cool. So I'm essentially starting to trip nuts. This story is really long now.
It's okay.
But so I'm starting to trip, and I'm at a point where I am starting to get anxious. So I'm doing, like, push-ups in the chair I'm in, and we've got beers. And the other comic that's with us is getting kind of creepy.
And everybody was on mushrooms, right?
Now, he'd never done them, and I don't think he had enough to really trip. But there was a weird sense of, like, rapey creepiness going on.
Okay.
And we couldn't figure it out, and Dave was getting weird, and everything in the room was getting bizarre. I remember multiple times going, dude, you're getting this glowing? Like, are you feeling this glowing? Are you seeing these Asian lamps? You're getting these lamps, right? And there was a moment, before that hit, that we got a phone call from the head of the festival wanting to talk to my buddy.
Uh-oh.
Probably hunting to find out if this girl's there, and he couldn't figure out how to work the phone. So as the phone's ringing, he goes, just answer it, dude. And I was like, cool, man. I started answering it. In the middle of the conversation, though, I started to trip.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave's losing it. Because there was a moment where I couldn't figure out how the guy got in the phone. Like, but I'm still conscious enough in the real world where I go, oh, this is the mushrooms.
No, I'm just crazy,
Clearly kicking in.
Yeah.
But it started getting to the point, we had to get cigarettes, and there's a 7-Eleven across the way.
Oh, boy.
And my buddy, you know that I'm not saying that you've ever done drugs, but I'm saying there's that moment of, like, when you're on drugs, you can trick your mind into anything. And the bizarre stuff that I can remember being said was, one thing was, we have to get cigarettes. And for some reason, he goes, we can't go to that 7-Eleven, man. It's going to turn into the Death Star. And I was like, what? That
is
makes honest, a lot of sense,
yeah,
actually.
Makes,
I don't know why, logically, but that makes it. And I was like, we should just call them and find out. So we look up the fucking 7-Eleven, and as he calls them, I watch the guy, because in the 7-Eleven, so I watch him answer the phone, because we want to make sure there's no trickery.
You don't want to fuck around with this.
And so I can hear Dave going, hey, we need to get cigarettes, and the guy's like, yeah, okay. And he goes, but we want to make sure, just to be honest, if we come over there to get cigarettes, when we walk in the door, are you going to become the Death Star? And the dude just goes, what? And he goes, yeah, that's what we thought. And he just hangs the phone up and he goes, we can't get cigarettes, dude. And I was like, yeah, he looks weird.
Yeah, he looks a little shady. I can see from here. I love that you watched him answer that.
Oh, dude, it was chaos. Shortly after that, we had an Aboriginal hooker try to sell us a bicycle. Like, she was trying to get in the hotel. And we kept going, how much? And she was like, $20, let me in. And I was like, no. And Dave's like, ask her how much. And I was like, how much? And she goes, let me in. I was like, we can't do that. How much? And she was like, $25. And I was like, she said $25. And he goes, no, for the bike. We don't want her. And I was like, no, for the bike. And she goes, bike's not for sale. And I was like, oh, get out of here.
This is my transportation.
Scat. Yeah. So that's the night just keeps building. And then we've had a couple explosions that were weird.
Right.
Like the guy, the third party guy that wasn't really doing anything, he left. And we didn't know what happened to him, but Dave said something. He was like, where'd that guy go? And I was like, he got eaten by a dragon. Like, I just said that and just planted that seed, not thinking. Uh-huh. And like 15, 20 minutes later, I was like, dude, do you think that guy got eaten by a dragon? Really? And he goes, maybe. And I was like, oh no. So that builds for like what felt like hours, but it could have been 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we're like, we got to find out. And we went in. For some reason, his door was left open. I can't believe that we kicked it in. So it had to be left open. He's on the phone with his like girlfriend or something at the time. And I can hear him going, nah, pretty boring. Not a whole lot happening here. And we just blast in like fucking SWAT team. And I remember going, holy moly. Hey, dude, did you get eaten by a dragon? And I can hear her going, what the fuck is going on? And I could just see his face. And he's like, I just told her it was totally boring and you're making a rave happen in my bedroom.
What a conversation that is.
Oh, so we go back, continue to get antsy. Dave's trying to calm down. And I was like, dude, we got to get out of here. And Chairs is just making sure we don't get arrested.
Chairs.
And I was like, we got to get out of here, man. And so I talk him into going into the lobby because he won't leave the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, we just got to get, like, the room's too, it's getting too small. And he goes, all right. So we're walking out. Dave is like 6 foot six. He's in pajama pants. And I'm kind of, I'm in that trip mode where I'm just like kind of creeping around in front of him. Like every step is a step and then a think. Like, oh, okay. That didn't, I didn't fall through the floor there.
I know
okay.
Exactly.
Oh, what's this? All right. Okay. We'll wait there. Wait, what's that noise? Okay. Continue. But I decided to take the lead as long as I knew he was back there. I get close to the bottom of the floor and Dave made a noise that I can only describe as going, ah! And I went, what the? You know, a guy behind you in pajama pants and you're both on hallucinogenic mushrooms. You want to figure out what that noise
was. You got to take care of things.
Yeah, somebody might have just murdered him and I missed it.
Yeah. And you missed it. You don't want to help him. You just missed it.
No, yeah, I don't want to miss that experience. How many people go, dude, I was high on mushrooms and I saw a guy get murdered. Right?
That
how
is
boring is the story when you go?
A lifetime chance.
Yeah, I was on mushrooms and the guy behind me got murdered, but I didn't turn around. Oh, what a horrible story.
But I missed it.
Yeah, so I turned around real quick and I was like, Dave, and he goes, people. That was it. It was a squelch. I said, what? And he goes, people. And I went, what are you talking about? You're out of your mind. And I turned around and my face was so close to an Asian man's face. Our noses almost did that Eskimo kiss thing. And dude, at that time, I freaked out and I tried to cover what I was doing by putting my hands up in the air and literally just going, I'm just a tree. Ah, and putting my head down and blowing my hands back and forth. Dave went, ah, and took off running up the stairs. The family checks into the hotel, at which point I just start peeking. Like I'm now stuck and my brain is going, you're a tree. You're a tree. And I'm going, why am I? The only thing I can think now is why I'm blowing around. Because my hands are just blowing like a blonde hair in the back of a Buick on prom. You know, it's just dusting around. I'm like, someone obviously left a ceiling fan going, or why is the door open? The guy at the front desk doing nothing. Chairs is attending to Dave now. So I'm just alone to the point now that I'm tripping so hard that what felt like hours was just every minute. Uh-huh. And I just accepted that I was now a willow tree. And the only thing left to do that was understandable was to weep. And so as the tears started to come in my eyes of just hopelessness, Dave goes, what are you doing, man? And I was like, I'm just a tree. And he goes, you're not a tree. You're out of your mind. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just insane. And then it was back.
And walked
like,
right away.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Back to normal.
So, as normal could be.
Yeah, especially in that state of mind.
Yeah, so just insanity to the point of going to my own room. And then, I don't know, I just got that point where I was exhausted, but I couldn't sleep. So I was like, I wonder what's on the television. Dude, I watched ads for, like, pornography that I don't think exists. Uh-huh. Like, I've never seen it. Like, taking me well into the morning of just stuff that couldn't have been real. Right? The next day, I get another phone call. And the guy is just getting more and more irritated with Dave. So now we've just done illegal drugs. We're out of our minds. I'm on like 3 hours of sleep.
And you're in Saskatoon?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, just partying like a madman. And so we do our showcase. We have a showcase set up, and it's supposed to be a great big one. We get there, and there's like 12 people there. And I'm just still like just kind of spinning. Like I'm drinking to try to come off of, you know, what the mushrooms have done to me.
Right.
And I'm not really thinking. Like, I can follow orders, but can't think about what. Like, if someone goes, go left, I'm like, I go left.
Yeah.
And there's a moment where Dave is now getting really upset about the things that are breaking down at the festival. Like, he's like, this is just a bunch of horse. We drove so long. And I was like, yeah, you didn't drive. I drove.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we still got that weed hidden.
Yeah. Yeah. Still got the weed. I forgot about the weed. Like, that was the prize kind of in a way.
That's what we're looking forward to.
But so we had, we do this thing. And for some reason, we're doing the festival. We're doing that showcase. And I go up, I do have an okay set. It's really like seven people by the end of it. And Dave goes up and says, we drove all the way to the United States to come up here and do this for seven people. And he goes, AJ, you should just come up here and pull your dick out. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And I walked up to the stage, not thinking, and unzipped my pants. And there's a moment of clarity that hits where I was like, there's a weird voice. He goes, you can't pull your dick out, man. You're in a foreign country. You're on drugs. You can't just pull your dick out. What is the matter with you? And my brain, the reasoning, I just went, How about my balls? Mm-hmm. Like, that was how I reasoned with it. And he goes, that'll work. And so he puts the microphone at my crotch, and I just smack my nut sack, like, right on the microphone. And then I put him back, and I just kind of do this, ta-da! And I walk off stage, and Dave just goes, that's how we say goodnight in America. And he just drops the mic, right?
That's awesome.
So then we have to go to the next showcase room. And as soon as we get there, the head of the guy is just all over Dave. I mean, just all over. He goes, what is the matter with you? Blah, blah, blah. You guys have to leave the festival. And Dave is apologizing for me. He goes, yeah, we're sorry. AJ had too many mushrooms. He kind of pulled his balls out on stage. The guy literally goes, no, no, no. That's comedy. We have to talk about your attitude, right? His biting sarcasm and decision to sleep with this girl just well overshadowed my drug-induced indecent exposure charge in front of people in a foreign country.
That's
right.
That's unnecessary.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
Right? So then,
it's stupid.
So we have to go to this other place and do the, yeah, unbelievable. Right?
He
and
I'm doesn't like, give a shit about his comedy festival.
No, he doesn't get, he goes, I'm here to plow chicks. And you're plowing the chicks, you're doing the drugs, and you're taking your dicks out.
That's comedy.
That's comedy.
But
your,
I
want attitude,
to talk about your attitude,
your attitude's
buster.
Real bad.
Your attitude's
so
bothering me.
They ask us to leave, and they gave us one paid gig in this place called Prince Albert.
Okay.
We go up and do that. Chairs comes.
Isn't that a piercing?
Yeah, and tobacco, I think. I don't know. So Chairs comes. Chairs ingests a bunch of mushrooms this night. God. And then she's a handful. We got Chairs on mushrooms. I can't babysit a person with
hey,
a head
Chairs,
full of mushrooms.
Have a seat.
Yeah. Have a seat, Chairs. Just become a futon
hey,
and
Chairs.
Lay down, huh?
Hey, Chairs. Don't get up, Chairs.
Don't do that, Chairs.
Don't get up, Chairs. You can't get up. How do I get up? I'm Chairs.
I'm Chairs. I don't know how to do this. Oh. So we finally leave, like the whole thing, you know? And on the way back, we did have a huge bag of Canadian dope that we were smoking. Which I said this to this deadhead kid, where I was like, oh, yeah, I used to smoke a lot of dope. And he goes, you know, I know that you're kind of an old dude. I was like, nobody says dope. Because you try to get dope at a festival, you're going to have smoking some heroin or
something.
Yeah,
yeah, dope for,
I was like, oh, yeah.
Dope for this generation. Yeah. It's like ketamine.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get stuck in that hole. So we drive back, and the funniest thing about the whole deal is we get to the border, and we've been, we must have had a quarter coming from Canada. And we were just like, we don't know what to do with this. Because we were getting too close to the border to hide it, and we weren't coming back. So literally, we're just upset and just opening a bag, and it's just blowing into the wind, right? Just spilling pot all over the place. Just smoking as much of it as we can, because then we're like, we're going back into the States. We're just, you know, we had the hassle coming in, but we're just free. So when we get back to the States, they question us again, just at the border, blah, 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 this and that. Were you selling anything? Did you make any money? This and that. And I'm like, no. Like, we just went up for the festival, this and that. And which was true. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think of product that I had in the car prior to doing the thing. Like, I had shirts that I was selling at another thing. And the shirts that I had at the time were just these stick figures that had a little... Dude, it was so, it's the worst thing you could have. Cause it had a stick figure holding like a bottle and it just said, get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had two stick figures in like a doggy position and it said, get laid. And then it had another stick figure in the third one that had a shovel and it just said, hide the evidence. Right. So the shirt that the patrol people found
is a crime.
Just opens up. It just says, get drunk, get laid, hide the evidence. And he just looked at it. That's more than probable cause for them to tear my fucking car apart.
Right.
So they do all that. Oh, they literally held us for probably 3 hours.
God damn it.
Just interrogating us. And I know it's the shirt.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as they opened, I looked in the rear view and I saw him open the bag. I went, Dave, they think I'm hiding evidence. And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so baked. And I'm like, you better sober up because it's going to get real weird. And so that was a hassle. But the saving grace of the whole thing was when we left, like, we're just both bummed out. And we got about a mile down the road, and he goes, dude, the oil rig. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, we could get some drugs again. So it was, I mean, it was kind of neat. I guess it, I don't know if it was the craziest thing ever, but it was the first time I drove out of the country, and that's pretty crazy.
Neat, you know? That is a great story. I've never, I just like the fact that you buried some weed and found it.
Yeah, it was, on your and way it was, back. We really didn't think we were going to find it on the way back. Like, we had gone through so much stuff, and it was such kind of a depressing drive back. And we pulled into that oil rig, and he goes, it's probably not there, but, and he goes, oh, dude, here it is, a cigarette pack. And he goes, so excited.
That's awesome.
So excited. And then, but we didn't have papers, a pipe, we had nothing to smoke it with. So we're literally in the United, we're in North Dakota driving down the road, and he's making a pipe out of a pop can. And I'm like, yeah, there's no way. Like, if we get pulled over, we're toasted.
Yeah.
You know? Popping the holes in it with the pin, then putting a carb on the back of it. Just,
it came like that, officer.
Yeah. I don't know. We came from Canada. That's how they sell that's soda it. There.
Yeah. Yeah, can you believe it, eh?
That's awesome.
So weird.
That's all for this week. Make sure you go to ajfinney.com for all upcoming show dates for AJ, and you can follow him on Twitter at AJ_Finney. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.